Jeannie Fritz is a stay-at-home mom who homeschools her three children. The oldest is 7, the youngest is 2. They live out in the country, in a house that sits far down a gravel road. It's an isolated environment, but even so, the Fritz children couldn't escape one thing. A visiting child exposed them to lice. When Jeannie Fritz discovered the lice on her 7-year-old, she was torn between love and disgust.
My children and I were very close. We hug, we kiss, you know, that type of bondness. And when I first found them in her head, she was digging so severely, I started laughing. I said, "What is it? You got bugs." I was joking. Well, she leaned closer, and sure enough, there was the bug. And your first instinct is to, like, "Oh, don't touch me," back up.
Lice don't present much of a health threat, but they are a nuisance. They live on the scalp, where they lay eggs on strands of hair. They suck blood for nourishment and can cause intense itching. Like many people facing a lice infestation, Jeannie Fritz went to a drugstore and bought a pesticide-based shampoo the pharmacist recommended. She also went on a lice-killing rampage through the house, steam-cleaning all the furniture and washing clothes and bedding in hot water. But none of her hard work brought the problem to an end. Instead, the Fritz family was just beginning a long, hard battle against lice.
We bought the over-the-counter Nix, and we shampooed, and lo and behold, it didn't kill a darn thing. I mean, within, you know, a half hour after using it, they were still alive and moving through her head. I was thinking maybe we didn't do something right, and then we went through the process in our heads mentally, and we're like, yes, we did everything what we were supposed to do, and they were still going through her hair. They were still alive.
The next day, Fritz reapplied the shampoo, but the lice lived on. Her experience is not unique. Estimates are that up to 12 million Americans a year will get lice. Most of them are kids between the ages of 5 and 12. Many schools have policies in place to send kids home if they're infested. It's up to the parents to get rid of the lice. But over the past few years, the outbreaks have become more difficult to control. The National Pediculosis Association is a clearinghouse for information about head lice. Right now, the group is fielding about 50 calls a day from people reporting treatment failures with lice shampoos. Some research suggests it's because the lice are becoming resistant to the insecticides in the products. This new breed of tough-to-kill pests have been dubbed super lice. Tom Ellis is an extension specialist with Michigan State University's Department of Entomology. He says the resistance lice are showing is nothing new in the insect world.
It's a pretty good rule of thumb that if you spray an insect species, a population, long enough with the same insecticide, that they will start developing resistance. And that apparently is what is happening with lice.
But for some parents, there's more to the problem than just an ineffective treatment. After the first application of a lice-killing shampoo, Jeannie Fritz noticed her daughter broke out in small hives across her cheeks. After the second treatment, the girl turned bright red, and soon her whole face was swollen.
The swelling was so severe, you could not tell where the nose and the forehead was. We took her to the med center, and the lady screamed. She's like, "Oh, my God, what happened to this child?" And we got in there, and I was waiting for the doctor's ultimate shock, too, but he was so nice and calm, and he just said, "Yes, we see this all the time."
So Jeannie Fritz went searching for another solution. She found an enzyme-based shampoo at a local health food store. The product claims to be completely safe and non-toxic, and after calling the distributor and asking lots of questions, Fritz decided to give it a try. She says after one application, the adult lice were all killed, but she repeated the treatment for several days, making sure all the lice and their eggs were destroyed. A week later, Fritz says her family is lice-free. But some experts caution against using enzyme-based treatments. The Harvard School of Public Health warns there's not enough evidence of their effectiveness or safety. So what's a parent to do? Michigan State University's Tom Ellis says, as with most pest problems, the best approach is a multifaceted one. Ellis doesn't dismiss the use of lice-killing shampoos, but he encourages combining that treatment with activities like manually removing the lice and washing clothes in hot water.
And this is what, you know, entomologists call integrated pest management, and that is to use all the tools, all the strategies available. The problem is when we get a chemical that works, we sort of forget all the other things.
Ellis adds that the severity of recent outbreaks has spawned new interest in old remedies. But he cautions some are just plain ineffective, and others, like dousing the child's head in kerosene, can be downright dangerous. But according to the National Pediculosis Association, one of the best ways to get rid of lice is indeed one of the oldest, using a special fine-tooth comb to pick out the adults and their eggs one by one. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Alto, Michigan.